BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Another listener gets to pitch their brilliant business idea to Deborah Meaden at home on Instant Dragon's Den. Have you been to a Bieber party yet? Greg's on Real or No Real, and a student has heard Chris's campaign to name more things after me and has taken it way too far.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Okay then, Monday lunchtime with Scott on Radio 1. Did you hear the first thing Clara said on air this morning when she was on with Grimmie?
What was that?
She's so showbiz right now. She's been running with Kevin Hart and KTB over the weekend.
Whoa, as you do.
So showbiz. I'm very impressed with that. Really upped her game with celebrities, hasn't she, Clara?
Well, yeah. I mean, imagine a lot has changed now.
Absolutely. On the Radio 1s in the daytime. But it's making me feel massive pressure to come up with something to match up to that. But I think I've got it for you. I was at Collection Point A in a shop that rhymes with Fargos at 9 a.m. this morning buying a new toilet seat. The other one has been, well, it's been ripped off.
I'm sorry?
You know the one, you know the toilet, you know my house, right? You know the toilet right downstairs?
Which toilet are we talking about?
the one right at the bottom downstairs.
Yeah.
I had a party, I haven't got around to it for ages, the party was New Year. Someone with a particularly violent bottom or whatever has just ripped the seat from the socket.
Oh, now that's different to what I heard, because I heard the rumour going round was that the...
What are the rumours about my toilet?
The seat had been broken by some form of activity.
No, really?
That's what
See,
I heard.
That's about... how them rumours start, isn't it? That's absolutely not true. Who did you hear that from? Someone here?
I heard that from someone here. No. About someone who was at that party.
Oh.
Someone, and yes, well, everyone would know them.
Well, maybe you would know more than me then. Well, anyway, it's broke, but it's good now. I've got a soft close.
So what have you got? Have you got a nice carpeted one now? How does it work in your showbiz circles?
Carpeted toilet seat? Who has that?
You can get quite jazzy ones. I saw one the other day which has a has almost like a fish pond in there, like a fish bowl. It's
No, this is just a standard soft close there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I ask myself, what am I doing here? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I can't wait till we can break up out of here.
I love that sound. Alessia Cara and Here. Two words, high maintenance.
You or her?
In that song, High Maintenance. I mean, she was lovely when she came in to see us to do... she was on the BBC Music Sound of 2016 list when we were doing breakfast over Christmas and New Year. Really nice, but in that song, whoa.
Do you mean because of the lyrics?
Yeah. You're not listening to them?
See, I don't think I've listened to it. I like the song.
I love the song.
But I never focus on the lyrics.
What, in any song?
I think I rarely do.
No, wrong.
It takes ages and ages of listening to it until the lyrics finally sink in.
Hey, we've got another Instant Dragon's Den today for you just after 1:30. Why bother going on the TV show when we can have an answer for your business idea within minutes from our favourite dragon, Deborah Meaden? Did you see the show last night on TV?
I did, yeah. Yeah, it was really good.
I really enjoyed it. Although Mrs. Mead wasn't too happy with those blokes that just walked off and didn't take the investment.
Yeah, that didn't go so well.
What did they have again?
The drums.
The drums.
That wasn't the bit where they walked off, was it? I'm getting confused. I thought the drums, there was these air drums. I thought that was a genius product.
Great idea. But there was a problem.
There's a problem.
Yeah.
And that is, I'm with Sarah. I was really struggling with the size of the market. And you weren't able to answer that. I can't get involved without having an inkling over whether we're talking 10 people or 10 million people. I genuinely have absolutely no idea. There's a gaping hole that I'm really sorry you guys didn't fill for me. I won't be investing. I'm out.
Oh, and
that's the problem.
That is the problem. Now, lots of people sent that in as a clip for Innuendo Bingo, which, of course, is on hiatus at the moment.
There's a gaping hole that I'm really sorry you guys didn't fill for me. I won't be investing. I'm out.
But don't let that stop you sending in clips for Innuendo Bingo, because a bit like One Direction, you never know when it's going to suddenly reappear. But for the moment, it's been tossed. So on last week's Instant Dragon's Den, our listener Joe came up with an idea to combat those annoying chocolate wrappers being thrown back into the chocolate box.
So my idea is a bin inside the chocolate box itself, right? So you have a small cylinder inside the middle of the box. Your family can take a chocolate, they eat the chocolate, and then they can put the wrapper inside the bin in the middle of the box. So your family could still be lazy and you have a tidy chocolate box still.
She wasn't keen on that one at all. We'll call our home phone with one of our listeners and give her another idea.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Welcome to another Instant Dragon's Den on BBC Radio 1. This is where we cut out all of the stress of going on the TV show and meeting the actual dragons, because I'm lucky enough to have our favourite dragon's home phone number, Deborah Meaden. So we'll just put you through with your pitch. I'm really needing someone today who is going to impress Deborah, though, because it's not happened so far.
No.
And the person that I'm hoping that can do this is Patrick in London. Hello, Patrick.
Hi there, hi.
How are you feeling?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Confident?
I am, yeah, definitely.
How long have you had this idea for? How long has it been brewing?
It has been gestating for about 12 years, I reckon.
12 years?
12 years.
12 years, yeah.
Who have you told? Have you approached anybody else about it?
Basically, everyone's on board who knows about it. And I'll tell anybody who's willing to listen.
Blimey.
And they're all on board.
Wow, you really do believe in this.
I do.
Patrick, what describe the situation you're in right now. Are you sat down to pitch? Describe how you're going to be pitching. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing my best, finest suit.
You suited up for this for Mrs. Mead.
Yeah, I've put on my best suit because I think, you know, even though she's not going to be able to see me, I think I need to get in that role.
I get
you.
Know
you.
I mean?
Oh, you're good.
You know, and also it just makes you feel better when you're dressed up, you know?
Exactly. It's all about the mindset, about confidence, right?
Yeah. So, I like the cut of your jib. Is that one?
Good.
I like the sound of you. You mean business.
I do. Let's hope Deborah thinks the same.
Okay. Now, bear in mind that, you know, she will pick holes in it, so just have something to come back with, you know? She'll ask a lot of questions.
Sure. She can pick away.
Okay.
Have you heard this before as well? It's a fine line. I think, you know, it's good to compliment, and but you don't want to go too far. Don't want to be too relaxed also. Yeah.
Okay, not too nice.
No, I think be nice. Don't be over-friendly.
Yeah.
We've learned that before.
Okay. I mean, this is one of Britain's most respected businesswomen.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Okay, right.
You're kind of freaking me out now.
No, it's all right.
No pressure.
Don't sweat it. It's all right. We're just going to put you through to our home phone right now. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, sell like you've never sold it before. Visualise it. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Hello.
Oh, hi, is that Deborah?
It is.
It's Patrick.
Patrick Silk?
No, Patrick. Scott gave me your number.
Scott gave me. Oh, okay. Hello, Patrick.
Hi. Sorry, I was just chatting to Scott, and he basically said I should chat to you about my awesome business idea.
Okay.
My first question is, what is the best restaurant ever in the world?
What, for me or for you?
For everyone. I'm going to tell you the answer.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay.
The answer is that it's the restaurant that me and you are going to build together.
Oh, okay. Right, go on then. What's special about
it? What's special is that it's completely free.
It's free.
It's
okay,
free.
Well, that's quite special. Is the food good?
Food is great.
Okay, and how do we fund it? How do we make money out of it?
Okay, so everything in the restaurant is available for advertising. Okay,
right.
So you're right. We're obviously going to have lots of bills or whatever, but, for example, there's a big advert on the plate where your food is.
Sorry, did you just say we're going to have lots of bills or whatever?
Yeah, you know what I mean, like food chefs.
You mean
that
things,
kind of stuff.
Cost of sales.
Yeah. We're going to pay the salaries and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But, right, the money is made from advertising. So there's a big advert on the plate, there's an advert on the glass, there's an advert on the knives and forks, on the tables, whatever. And because it's so busy, because it's an amazing restaurant, and because it's free, it's going to be rammed, obviously. Lots of people are going to be eating in there.
Okay. And how much is this restaurant going to cost us to build?
500 grand.
You said at the beginning of that. Is that because you have no idea?
No, not at all.
Have you worked this out, or was that just a nice round number?
No, it depends on the site, on how big the site is and where it is.
So do you know what this looks like, this restaurant? Have you designed it?
Well, no. So the point is that it looks pretty terrible. Like, it looks like a really gaudy mishmash of all sorts of stuff because it's all covered in advertising.
Yes.
Right? It's not the most elegant place to be in. It's not like you're going to go in there and be like, wow, look at this space. You're going to go in there and it's going to be like, oh my gosh, my eyes.
Yeah, but why would I do that? Why would I go?
Because
when
free.
You go out to eat, you go out to have a lovely experience, don't you? You
yeah.
don't just go out for... You don't go to a lovely restaurant for free food.
But you would go, right? You would go if it was lovely food and it was free.
The atmosphere's got to be right, hasn't it?
Yeah, but a lot of, like, really popular restaurants these days, they're kind of, you know,
horrible.
The whole fashion and everything is, like, all, like, run down and, like, industrial and whatever.
Yeah. Do you know, apart from the fact you've got a really nice voice, so I could talk to you for quite a long time, and actually, the model is not as crazy as it sounds, but fundamentally,
yeah, right.
when people want to go out to eat, they want to go out and feel just a little bit... They don't necessarily want free, they want lovely. They want to feel like they've invested their time and their money into something lovely. And I don't think ramming advertising down their throat, and I didn't mean to pun that either,
running advertising down their throat
is actually conducive to a lovely night out in a restaurant.
But
I reckon it would be, if we just had money to chuck away, I reckon it would be an awful lot of fun. But I don't think it's going to be an investment for me, Patrick. I'm really sorry. I've got to talk to you for ages, but I'm not going to invest. So I might as well let you know. I'm out.
Okay. Don't tell anyone, though. Hello?
She's gone. She went before you said don't tell anyone. That's a problem.
Nightmare.
Right, but the thing is, right, I'll be honest with you, Patrick.
Yeah.
I think you're the first person that's been on Instant Dragon's Den that's taking this thing seriously.
Good.
Yeah, you're like the real deal.
I think the issue is that because she's talking about the kind of, you know, restaurant experience and everything, but she's basing that on, you know, all the restaurants out there that currently exist.
Mm, okay.
The point is, this doesn't exist. No one's had this experience before, right?
Yeah.
And you can't tell me that people wouldn't go out for dinner more often if it was free. Of course they would.
Yeah. Well, you right? need to keep believing that, Patrick. Believe in it.
Also, she didn't rubbish the idea at
no.
all. You've got what you've got to bear in mind here is you have just been connected to her landline home number.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? It's maybe that didn't help your pitch from the start.
No, but I think that she liked it a lot more than some others.
Yeah. Oh, she definitely did.
Yeah.
Definitely did.
I would walk away from that fairly happy, Patrick.
Cool. All right. I'm quietly confident.
Yeah, you
I'm
should.
In.
I think
you're in.
I'm almost tempted to say that I'm in with you as well. I actually,
you're in.
You're going to fund it, yeah?
I'm not going to fund it, no. Scott can.
I'm not funding it.
But I think you've done... I think the headline here is you've done well.
I think you'll find someone that will really go for this, you know?
I think right now we're speaking to a future dragon.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely a future good businessman.
Great.
Patrick,
cool.
Good to speak to you. Thank you for being on Instant Dragon's Den.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
How good was that idea, by the way, Scott?
It's definitely the best one we have, yeah. I mean, the
Easily.
People saying that this is a great idea.
Joe on Twitter, free food to look at a bit of advertising gets a thumbs up from me.
Matt from Gosport, this Instant Dragon's Den legit excites me. And as a head chef, I would absolutely love this. Get this going, Mills. Fund it. No. That was Fatty Wap and Trap Queen.
International Radio 1.
Hey, on Friday night, Pete Tong was from a rooftop, that's right, four floors up in West Hollywood, overlooking downtown LA and the Hollywood Hills. What a setting for a night of electronic music. So he reflected the local LA electronic scene with the help of 9 other guests from the city. They included MK with Becky Hill, Richie Horton, Claude Von Stroke, Eric Prydz, who we're going to play in a minute, and Riton and Jesse Rose. And Patrick Topping was back-to-back. All the performances were filmed, and you can watch them now on BBC iPlayer. And there's a special programme of Pete's tour of LA, loads of sights of the city and interviews with MK and Eric Pritt on BBC iPlayer now for International Radio 1 with Pete Tong in LA. I enjoyed the Pete Tong game that we played on Friday, whether we had to guess whether they were real or not, the DJs and that.
Yeah.
Because we're not the coolest. And to be fair, I'd not heard of Patrick Topping before.
Which is quite disgraceful, a lot of people were saying.
Absolutely. Sadly, no sign of this lot on the lineup from Friday night.
And what about this brand new music from Hotspot, Extravaganza? This is class.
They didn't turn up, and neither did this lot.
Germany's Purple Disco Machine has put together a brand new After Hours mix.
Were they real or not? I can't remember.
International Radio 1.
Both not real. You forget, don't you?
No.
Hang on.
One of them was right.
No, hang on.
Purple Disco Machine.
Real. Hotspot Extravaganza.
See, what a game.
Made up. It's a great game and we need to bring it back.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Eric Pritz and Generate on BBC Radio 1. Straight into this 23-year-old rapper and singer from Louisville, Kentucky in America. This is an amazing story. So this person was actually homeless roughly a year ago and they'd sell vocal hooks to make money for about $100 each. Used to work in a pizza factory, got picked up on SoundCloud, boom. So Annie's been playing it a lot, Annie Mac in the evening, and Clara and Target on One Extra. This is Bryson Tiller with Don't.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's Bryson Tiller and Don't on BBC Radio 1. That's just blown Chris's mind. The fact that you can get $100 each for a vocal hook and that's how you make money and get a job.
It's just given me another business idea.
Yeah, you wrote it down on your phone, but once again, which is the trouble with all your business ideas, someone's already done it.
Don't say my idea, though. Genuinely think it could get me millions.
But okay? Inspired by Bryson Tiller there.
But I promise you, if it does come off, I will give everyone listening shares in the app that I've just thought of.
Everyone listening.
And then, do you know what's brilliant about that? It's this creativity that comes with this instant drag and end, right? Because then suddenly think of this app, think, brilliant, millions. And then producer Will here reminds me, what about that app that you thought of a while ago? And I'd actually forgotten about it. But that could get me a few million on its own. It's brilliant. See, I don't know if I can say the name of it.
You're a thinker, not a doer, aren't you?
It's a really tricky
one. Think about it, don't do anything about it.
Poo with a view. It's
brilliant.
Hopefully going to take over.
Mm.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mills, I've seen this new trend that seems to be happening round and about all over the UK. I saw this advertised in the Yorkshire Post about a week ago. It's a Justin Bieber party night at a nightclub in Leeds that I think has happened already. I think it happened last Friday.
Right.
Have you heard of this happening? These seem to be whole nights that are dedicated to just Justin Bieber.
Yeah, you actually... Oh, you've just sent me the little online flyer thing for it. It's for believers, like-minded believers. This is not the first one I've seen, though. I've seen other clubs doing the same thing.
It happened in Bristol. I think there was one in Manchester as well. But I've heard of these popping up, and it's like whole club nights where people go along. And Justin Bieber isn't there.
No, he's not there. And they'd never say that he is there. But what happens? If you've been to one of these, can you text us on 8119? Is it just Justin Bieber music? Do you have to dress up as Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
And how far does the music go back? Is it the recent bangers or are we talking... Baby, oh, actually, this is good.
But what happens if you don't... You know, in the stages where you didn't really like Justin Bieber... I mean, are you allowed to go if you didn't like him then, but you like him now?
Yeah, like, what if you hated this, but now you love him? Because there's been a lot of people have recently become believers. They weren't always there. Oh, here we are. Someone says there's a Belieber party in Lincoln on Tuesday from Sophie. They're happening a lot. I wonder if they play this one, because this is actually a forgotten favourite.
Good. Tickets are selling out for these things as well.
We need to go.
Is it just Justin Bieber as well these nights work for?
Or can you bring Sean Kingston?
Yeah.
No. I really hope they play old school ones as well. Or is it just the album, the new album? Wasn't expecting to play that today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Shannon.
Hiya.
You all right?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
Good. Tell me everything about the Justin Bieber night that you went to in Bristol a few days ago, because they're happening everywhere.
It's a bit mental, but it's really good, actually.
Right.
Basically, the one I went to was in a place called The Bunker. And what
Bunker?
They did was played... Yeah, The Bunker.
Yeah.
And what they did was played all of Justin Bieber's greatest hits and basically everything from all of his albums. They gave us Justin Bieber stickers. We had face masks. There was loads of cardboard cutouts as well. There was also... What else was there? There was also a Selena Gomez piñata as well, which was pretty good.
That's amazing.
Yes, that's a brilliant idea.
These nights
it was amazing.
So apparently there's one in Belfast tonight. There's one in Switch in Southampton tonight.
They're everywhere.
It's mad.
And your one sold out, like, within 10 minutes?
Yeah, it was in 6 minutes. Because first of all, I thought it was a joke. I was like, is this really, like, serious?
I bet you couldn't believe it was a Bieber night, Barbara, could you?
No, I didn't. And then the first venue sold out in 6 minutes, and then they had to open another venue for it because so many people wanted to go. And then the tickets were about £5, and then there are people selling tickets for about £50.
I can listen to your voice all day, by the way.
Thank
it's lush.
You.
It's great, lush. I love it. Yeah, it's happening a lot. The Gomez Peñata is a stroke of genius, absolutely. But you'd recommend it, would you?
I would. It is amazing. Even if you don't like Justin Bieber that much, it's like...
Are you joking? If you don't like Justin Bieber,
I probably wouldn't go. Even if you don't like him that much.
I love the Biebs now.
Right. Everyone loves him now.
If there's some people out there who still haven't been converted, I reckon they should go.
Okay. At no point did you think that Bieber was actually going to make an appearance, did you?
Well, I was hoping, but...
I think that's what... Right, that is it. I think this is why these do so well. I think there is a small chance, or more to the point, I think people think there's a small chance that Justin Bieber is going to turn up.
Yeah, it's very clever.
Well, you never know. If he hears about it, maybe one day he might.
You never know. Next time he's in West Country.
Exactly.
But if everyone's wearing face masks, you wouldn't know.
Well, this is the thing. You don't know.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
The Live Lounge.
I'm really nervous.
Clara Amfo.
Most of the time people do look a little bit petrified and they just try their best to hold it down.
Yeah, that's nice.
So twirl and then 1, 2, 3.
Some people are just like, okay, giggle, then yeah, click. We can't mess this up.
Can we have a real quick run through of this next one?
No matter how big they are, everybody just wants to know if it was okay.
I gotta make sure I do it right though.
You've done it right every time.
Mama, listen, señorita, I feel for you.
It's really nice to actually see a lot of these people kind of have a dream realised.
Man!
Yeah, woo, that went well.
The Live Lounge.
It's iconic.
BBC Radio 1.
I don't know where Shannon was that last caller, but I think the producer of this show is going mad because he is convinced that he heard a cow right at the end of the phone call there.
Which would be odd, wouldn't it?
Really a bit odd if she's in the middle of Bristol. I think he's getting the voices in his head thing again.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Recent Bieber-themed evenings have happened in Bournemouth and Sheffield and Norwich. I mean, this is a good idea. I think this is going to happen in clubs everywhere now. All you need is some Justin Bieber songs and a piñata of Selena Gomez.
But that's the best bit. What are you saying about Kanye Fest then?
Yeah, that's happening next week. Kanye Fest.
It is going to be the new thing, I think, isn't it?
That's happening in Bristol next week. Loads of Kanye West songs. Probably a Kim Kardashian piñata.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Rihanna, where are you? Let's be having you. Where's she gone?
I think she'll be back this year.
Right, yeah. I mean, we're expecting this album that everyone's been saying is coming for ages. Hasn't happened. Mm. And annoyingly, you've probably told all your mates down the pub, yeah, the new Rihanna album's going to drop any second.
Yeah, I was told before New Year's.
Mm,
I actually said that just before Christmas.
And now you look like an idiot.
I heard rumours.
Yeah. If you don't
know
this...
Turned out to be lies.
Yeah, what Chris does to his friends is pretends that he's a new music aficionado, by basically ripping off everything that Hugh Stevens tells him.
Yes.
And then going to the pub and presenting it as his own information.
Mate. The majority of people, that's how it works. Just no one's up for admitting it.
Mm. Are people coming up to you going, so where's this Rihanna album that you told us about in the pub before Christmas?
Problem is with this idea that you've cottoned onto now, that it ruins anything that I say that I like, is almost like the opposite of an endorsement now. So if I throw any kind of endorsement behind maybe a new band that I like, it almost feels like they don't want that. because it looks...
Yeah, they don't want it.
What you're portraying me as.
Well, it's okay. You're just passing off the information as your own. That's all right. Say it with confidence.
So Rihanna back this year.
Of course. So I was on TV on Saturday morning. Did you watch me like you said you would?
I watched a bit. I forgot at first and then remembered that you were on. Tuned in. It's the Saturday show.
With Gabby Roslin and Matt Barbette.
And that's on Channel 5.
Yeah. All sorts happened over the course of 2 hours. I met Megan McKenna. Obsessed with her lips, by the way. I don't know what's going on. They've been pushed back. also did some origami.
I saw that bit, yeah. So there was a lady there doing origami. You had to kind of reproduce what she was doing in real time, but on a massive scale.
There was a massive egg at one point. Did you see that bit?
I didn't see that bit, no. I saw where you were talking about various things and you're talking about Radio 1 and all that kind of stuff. Saw that. But anyway, the bit that I was most interested in was you cooking. Always when I watch you on these shows, that's the bit I love the most.
They know I can't do it, so... Whichever guest it is, I'm always the one that has to go to the kitchen, but all they let me do is chop or grate something.
It's true, but you always dread it.
And I hate dread it.
But on previous shows that you've been on, so on Sunday brunch, didn't you bring pre-chopped onions?
Maybe.
With you?
And on Saturday's show, they were making me grate a tomato. When have you ever needed to do that before?
I thought this was a joke. When you said, oh, okay, what is it I've got to do? I was like, well, he's going to have to chop a carrot or something like that.
Yeah, the nice Ukrainian lady was making delicious Ukrainian food. And she said, now you just grate a tomato. So I did.
How do you want it?
I'm looking.
So, yeah, just cut it
just
in half.
Cut it in half. I can do that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now grate.
And then just grate it.
Okay.
On the big grate or the small grate?
On the big one, please.
Big grate.
Never grated a tomato before.
Have you grated anything?
Yes.
Do we put it in here?
Oh, yeah.
Did you think it was a joke?
A little bit. I thought they were going to be like, we told you to grate a tomato, you idiot.
I thought it was a bit like when you send someone off to get bubbles for the spirit level.
Yeah, I did as well. I was like, all right, I'll grate it. But then she used it in the cooking in something called a borscht.
Yes. Now, the Ukrainian stew that you produced, obviously, when you go on these shows, it's very rare someone will say, I don't really like it.
Mm.
It was like a purple stew.
It was. Very healthy. Do you want to hear my critique?
Very healthy to me suggests not tasting all those.
It's so good.
Is that so good?
Yeah, and it's, you can just tell it's really healthy.
That's
really
all I can say.
Code for, taste, don't like it.
Yeah. Tastes a bit bland, but really healthy. What are you supposed to say?
The Scott Mills Daily.
And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Justin Bieber and Love Yourself happening today is the fact that Kourtney Kardashian, don't get the wrong one. Kourtney Kardashian is saying that she is not dating Bieber, even though they've been seen out together a lot.
Is that something everyone needs to do? Just declare that they're not dating Bieber?
Yeah, I'd like to also declare that I'm not.
I'm not dating Bieber.
Okay. Kanye West has taken a picture of his handwriting, which is the song list for his new album. Do you know what the album's called?
Go on.
Swish.
Swish.
Swish. But it is his handwriting, clearly, and he's like, I'm really proud of it. But you know when you write with the hand you don't normally write with?
Yeah.
And it looks rubbish and kind of spider writing. That's what it is. Or I saw Yasmin Evans' tweet earlier from One Extra. Looks like he's done it with his toes. It's even worse than, let's say if you're a left-handed and you write with your right hand. It's worse than that.
I need to see this.
It's like toe writing.
So it's called Swish?
Yeah.
Swish.
Swish. Also, Ed Sheeran, how much money has he got?
Millions.
40 million. You know, he passed his driving test last October. So he went shopping the other day with his girlfriend and is said to have used the same parking ticket twice as he parked his car to go shopping. So basically moves to a different location in an attempt to avoid getting another one. So just moves the parking ticket with it. He's got a parking ticket already, moves the car along. places the parking ticket back on the car so he doesn't get booked again.
And it's been found out.
Yeah. Obviously, the Daily Mail were there to take pictures of him, like, replacing the ticket. 40 million is still replacing and being thrifty. I like that. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello?
Hi, Scott. It's Joe from Manchester.
Hello, Joe from Manchester. You all right?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
Good, good. How can I help?
Well, I listen to the podcast all the time because I can't listen live, and I heard about people naming things after you last week.
Yes. So what time of day do you listen to the podcast if you can't listen live?
Say before bed.
Right, you use it as a sleeping aid.
I do indeed. But the problem is I can't get to sleep, that's the problem.
Because it's so lol.
Exactly.
But you've still managed to get on the show now, so that's all good.
Oh yeah, well, I've got nothing, no university this week, so... I've got literally lines every morning.
So you've got a line every day, and are you listening live this week, or are you still on podcast because that's your routine?
Probably podcast because it's routine.
Right. How far do you get into the podcast before you fall asleep at night?
Well, I probably get through about three.
Three of them?
Yeah. I'm quite far behind, you see. I've almost caught up, actually.
How far behind are you, then?
I think I'm on Thursdays.
Maybe what you need to do is listen at half the speed, which you can do on the podcast. I think you can.
I saw the same.
Well, someone messaged me the other day saying, have you guys tried hearing yourselves on the podcast when you play at half the speed? I don't know why it's an option. I think it is. When you download the podcast, you can choose what speed you want it.
Let's try that out in a minute, because I quite like to hear what we sound like. Anyway, so you're getting the podcast. People are naming stuff after me. That happened a lot last week. Someone named their house. I've got a bridge now called the Scott Mills Bridge at Fleet Services on the M3.
I should point out, this isn't your idea, Scott.
No.
But, I mean, this isn't you going massively big-headed one day going, name things after me.
Put my name on it.
It's an idea that I had for you, which is that it would be nice to continue your legacy one day. And one great way to do that is to have places named after you. Because they will live on forever under the Scott Mills name.
I'm getting so many tweets of people sending pictures of the bridge to me.
Yeah.
Like so many.
Well, I mean, unbelievable scenes when the bridge at Fleet Services, which connects both sides of the motorway, you know the services on both sides.
That's a bridge.
The bridge is named after you.
I know.
Unreal.
I still can't believe it. I kept having flashbacks to last week's shows over the weekend. I can't believe it. Well, I'm both excited and nervous about why Joe's called up. So stay there, Joe, and we'll talk more after this.
Okay. The Scott Mills
Daily. One. We'll talk about all the things that people have named after me since Chris started this campaign last week. Joe's on the line. Did all of that give you an idea to name something then, Joe?
It did. I wanted to try and beat a bridge and a house, and there's one step further. So I thought myself was the best bet.
What?
Naming myself after you.
What do you mean?
Well, my name is Joe... But technically, by default, it's in fact Scott Mills.
What, you've changed it already?
I have. I filled an online application thing in, and they're going to send me the documents. But officially, I am kind of Scott Mills now.
No, you can't say you officially are kind of someone. Where are we at with this? Because I'm not sure this is the best idea you may have ever had.
Is this official?
It's not. It is official.
In what sense?
Well, I filled it in and they've approved it.
Who?
It's an online company. There's many of them. It's a cheap deal.
This doesn't sound...
I don't think you're telling the truth.
Is this... No, I don't think you're not telling the truth, but you haven't gone to the official deed poll people, have you?
No, but I looked at that, that was like £36, but you can create your own deed poll for £8.99. It's just as official.
Just as official, right?
Yeah, you put your old name in, you need a couple of witnesses, and you put your new name in, and they send it on, like, vinyl paper, so the real deal, and they've approved it.
So what would your full name be now?
Scott Mills, but I'm going to put my first name Joe as my middle name, so Scott Joe Mills.
What about your passport and that?
Well, I got to send it off separately, they don't do that as part of the deal, and I got a trip to Hong Kong, which could cause a few issues.
Oh, when's that?
That's in April, and obviously that's through university, so I'm down as Joe to go to the trip. So there's no sign of a Scott Mills going to Hong Kong in April.
Are you going to start calling yourself by my name?
Well, people have already started trying it. People are starting to call me Scott, and it hasn't really hit me because I'm not listening and not, you know, I'm not turning around to them. But slowly but surely...
This is mad. This is absolutely mad.
I can't get my head around this,
so
Joe.
You haven't thought this through, I'm convinced of it. You're doing this as a laugh.
Oh, yeah, it was a bet, really. I was like, talk. And then I said, if Man United lose on Saturday, I'll do it. And I didn't think they would, and they did. So
You didn't think Man United would lose?
I didn't, and they did. And I can't be all talk. I've got to follow it through now.
Who's the bet with?
That's my mate.
Oh. Okay. Oh, no. Fine. So you're in a situation now where you've decided to change your name. That's a massive that's a massive deal because you were once named. You know, a lot of thought went into your original name, I'm sure. And now you are changing that name.
And you're in it. Joe, Scott, you are now in a cul-de-sac that you cannot get out of.
Exactly. That's a bit of a worry, really. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the future is for this, really.
Yeah. Do you know what, Joe, Scott, whatever your name is, I am really flattered.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. I think you may have taken it too far.
I may have done. I kind of regret doing it, but it's one of those things where I say I can't go back. There's no turning back now. No. End, so.
Well, you've got our support fully.
Thank you. Well, it got me thinking about, I feel a bit, I think Chris has left out a little bit here.
I'm all right.
So is there anything that's renamed after Chris? That's kind of a carry on the theme, really.
Yeah, we could do. What do you think we could get?
Well, you've got a top of person now. Chris has had Scott's had a bridge, a house and a person.
That's me.
I'd something natural. Do you know what I mean? The thing is, everything that Scott's been offered has been man-made. I quite like the idea of a hill or a mound.
A lake.
A lake. Do you know what I mean? I'd like something natural. Mm. That would be the dream for me. Mm. A mountain.
Mm. How would you go getting about that then, do you reckon?
Don't know, mate.
Really good question.
Also,
I think you have to buy some land, I think.
Yeah.
You know when people say to you, why were you named after Scott Mills? Or why did you choose that name? What are you going to say?
Just for the truth. There's nothing else I can say, really.
It was a bet.
Probably, it was a bet, and I've had to keep on going with it. So I'm Scott Mills after radio presenter.
So I lost a bet.
I did, indeed. Well, people have lost bets, you know, about tattoos and stuff, which is just kind of my scar, I guess.
Yeah. I love how funny you're finding this.
Well, there's only one way to take it. I can't be annoyed about it because it's happened.
Yeah.
And I can't go back on a bet, so...
Are you single, Scott?
I am.
You took a while to answer that because you didn't know it was him.
Well, yeah, hopefully this might help because Joe doesn't seem to be working.
Does it not? No.
Change your personality.
Let me tell you, Scott Mills doesn't work either.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean change of personality? Are you planning on acting more like Scott as well?
No, well, I don't think so. I don't know. I'm not rambling all that through, to be honest with you. I haven't got that far into it. It's just thinking that I've actually changed my name to Scott Mills.
No, because there are things really you should know.
Go on.
Nothing. Well, yeah.
Oh, I just.
I know.
Oh, you know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
Big lifestyle change.
Yeah, it's big. Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe it's not.
Maybe not.
Is it?
What?
Is it a lifestyle change?
Oh, no, sorry. No. Look, I just a name change, actually, just on paper. No,
right, yeah, got it.
Well, so I won't even change this person, but I might just use it as a platform. I'm my name's Scott. Sounds better than Joe, I think.
Scott Mills. Always use the full name as well. That's one thing Scott insists on. Generally.
Shut up.
Well, I think using the name Scott Mills might actually help, because it's a chat line, isn't it? What's your name? Oh, it's Scott Mills. Oh, that for the radio first?
I guess it's a conversation starter.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, it's good to speak to you. How would you like to be called Scott now, yes?
Go on then, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to speak to you, Scott Mills.
Thank you, Scott Mills. That sounds weird, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
I'd quite like to track your progress on this and how you get on with my name.
Okay, well, I'll send you the passport picture when it comes back then.
Yeah, and like, if you have any success in dating or jobs or anything like that, then just let me know, yeah? If it's helped or really not helped.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, keep in touch with us, please.
Okay, well, I might be applying to a radio station abroad, so I might reapply as Scott Mills. I've already applied as Joe Murphy. That didn't work.
No, that's a great idea. Do you know what? They'll think they're getting a bargain with you. That would be so good if there was another Scott Mills radio presenter. That would, honestly, dilute the brand. That would be so good.
I applied to a radio in Spain and they said, no, not at the moment, because, you know, I needed accommodation out there. I couldn't really afford it.
They said no to Scott Mills.
No, they've said no to your name, Joe, right?
Yeah.
And now you're going to reapply.
I'll change my CV, edit it ever so slightly.
That's me. Yeah, go for it.
And then there'll be another Scott Mills show in Spain.
That's right.
Yes.
And you'll probably nick all the features as well.
Yes.
I'll come join you.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, sure. Or maybe another Chris Stark.
Oh, no.
Good speak to you, Scott Mills.
Cheers, Scott Mills.
Keep me in touch, please.
I will do. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Greg James.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, good morning.
Is everyone all right?
Yeah, you?
Good, yeah, time. Good. Good, thank you.
Good. So here we are, Monday's Real or No Real. You've had a bit of a weekend.
I've had quite a... I've had an unbelievable weekend. I'll tell you all about it at about 5:10 today, but what I can say is that I've just commuted from the Middle East to be here.
Yeah.
Today. Am I actually here now?
I know
Chris,
what you
can
mean.
You just hit my
Do
arm?
Do you feel strange? I'm not going to
hit
you.
Me.
It sounds like you've had a heavy weekend.
Hit me.
I'll sort of slap
okay.
you.
I'm here.
So
it's to do with Sport Relief.
Yeah,
it was to do with Sport Relief and a visit that I went on at the weekend, and I'll tell you all the details about Sport Relief and that thing at about 5:10 today. It's quite weird to be here now.
It's very different.
Yeah, it's very, very different. Very different. But we're all good.
Casual commute from the Middle East there.
I'm just going to change gear. Let's do real on
Head
no real.
Head in the game.
Yeah, here we go.
A businessman has spent €1 million on a photograph of a potato.
Well,
you know. If that's the case, then I'm off down Westco's after this with the camera.
But people get kicks from different things, don't they? So potatoes, you know, it might seem quite boring for me and you to see a photo of a potato, but for someone that will...
Art.
Well, yeah, art or whatever, won't it? It will be what sort of...
If you have money,
stirs something.
If you've got loads of money like this businessman clearly does, if this is real, then people quite like finding a niche collection, don't they? Some people it's cars, some people it's paintings. Maybe for this guy, he wants to be a bit different, and it's spuds.
But it's just one photo of a potato.
It's just a potato.
It's just a potato, darling. €1 million.
But it might be beautifully shot. It could be just the most incredible shot of a potato that you've
it's
never
just
seen.
A potato, darling.
What are we saying the potato looks like as well? Is this some kind of... We're talking about the person who's taking the picture having talent, but has this potato got talent? I mean, does it do something? I mean, does it look a certain way? Does it have arms or something? I don't know.
That's a new Simon Cowell show.
Yeah. Also, you
potatoes
know,
got talent.
The vegetables I like is when they're shaped quite... You know, the rude
Quite rudely,
fish.
I like them as well.
Oh, yeah, maybe it's a rude spud.
That's what I mean. Every now and then you get a proper classic. I saw an amazing carrot the other day.
Do you know what? At the weekend, on Saturday, I saw an obscene parsnip.
Did you?
I really enjoy it. It's something to look forward to when you go to the supermarket.
The value goes up then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Real or no real, a businessman has spent €1 million on a photograph of a potato, darling.
Gotta be real.
You see, I think even for a classy vegetable nude, it won't be €1 million, so I think no real.
That one is real.
Yes. Photographer Kevin Abosch, 46, confirmed he had sold the photograph of an organic potato shot on a black background.
A what potato?
An organic potato.
What type of potato? What are we talking here? Edward?
I don't know.
Piper? What
Piper.
Is it?
It was on a black background. And it's been sold to an unnamed European businessman.
An unnamed idiot.
It's just a potato, darling.
And next.
Radio 1's very own international DJ, Pete Tong, ensures he always gets served first at pub restaurants by bringing his own collection of wooden spoons with numbers written on them.
It's a great, what a great idea.
I actually think it's real. So when people have lots of money and success, they go weird. And that is the kind of thriftiness that I would expect from a very well-paid Radio 1 DJ.
Pete Tong here. I've got the number 4 on my wooden spoon. I'm ready to go.
This is amazing.
Friday night.
But what's great about that fact is the word collection.
Yeah.
Like he's at home with, you know, a bit of, just with some paint. Maybe his wife's nail varnish with some wooden spoons that he's picked up. And he's in there numbering them all.
Yeah. So it's not even the same number every time. What do I feel like tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, because obviously...
Right, then wife, let's bring the number 3.
Yeah. If you bring a collection, then you can have anyone's food because they'll bring it out. Number 4.
Yeah.
Hang on. It's like one of the paddles on Strictly. 4. I've got that. 4.
Pass me the 4, Mrs. Tong.
You can have what you want.
Oh, this is so clever.
Obviously, don't try this at home.
Why not? Give it a go.
It goes without saying.
I think this is the sort of thing, if you get away with it, you deserve it.
I once bought a little reserve sign. I found a reserve sign once.
This is so what you would do.
Right? Thought this was genius. because in busy places, it's weird. If you slap a little reserve sign down, people just obey it. They don't ask any more questions. So there's nothing bad there. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I'm not saying please leave. Just whack the reserve thing there. They tend to leave.
Do you do it on train seats?
No, but no, it's just like a small like metal reserve sign. That's what
To be honest, it only lasted twice because then I forgot it one night. So it ends up staying there.
Well, that's, you know, it's if that gets in the wrong hands, Chris.
Where did you put it down? Just in a pub?
Is it, well, wherever it is, it will just be empty still. No one will touch it.
Still now.
It'll still be there. Is anyone actually going to come to this table? It's been there for three weeks.
Do you know what I hate more than anything? You go into a pub, right? All the tables have been reserved. And then you have this battle with people, especially when there's a time. It says reserved from 7:30.
For Pam from 7. She never turns up.
But that awkward conversation where
Pam's
someone
preloading.
Comes up. You know where someone turns up and they feel like it's their right, they're entitled, it's their table, it's been reserved under their name. And they remove you and your friends. So one person goes sit down on their reserved table.
No.
Yeah,
Pam's having pranks. She's not turning up at 7. They never turn up at the time.
Pam just rings to reserve to be annoying.
Yeah. But does Pete Tong bring numbered spoons to pubs?
I hope so. This is a hopeful reel, please.
Real.
That one is no reel.
Oh, annoying.
Oh, come on.
Obviously, actually, it wouldn't work, guys, because the numbers are associated to order numbers, and Pete Tong definitely doesn't do it anyway. Although you could, if you did have a collection, decide what you wanted, and when they brought out number 4, you could just put your spoon
I'm going to pretend he does.
Miss Pete Tong's show on Friday live from LA, watch all of the performances on the Radio 1 channel on BBC iPlayer. And finally,
I'm a Celeb winner. Vicky Pattinson woke up in a bathtub full of popcorn this morning.
Yeah, definitely. Well, definitely.
Based on what?
Just because of that, her life.
What do you mean her life?
Just because what she's like.
She's like... Well, you look at her and think, yeah, she'd wake up in a tub of popcorn.
It's like that. I think it's more she's one of those people that are always doing the health stuff. Do you know what I mean? It's the pictures of themselves working out. Do you know what I mean?
Nah. Greg, no, it's out on the lash. Yeah, but this is going to be. Out on the lash and it got mortal.
Thought it was more a cleansing thing.
What, popcorn?
They do all sorts of quirky stuff.
This is again the Chris Stark, what's healthy
and what's not, yeah. The popcorn, not that. Well, it's not.
No, you're telling a lie now, because you were telling me the other day, do you remember we had that discussion, I was explaining to you that popcorn is healthy.
It's not healthy, but it's not that calorific. Health, no.
Toffee popcorn isn't.
No, really not. Vicky Pattinson woke up in a bath full of popcorn this morning.
Yes. I'm not joking, there was a bag of popcorn the other day, it was in the office, said something like 15 calories.
Right.
It was something like that.
There was nothing in it.
It was dust flavoured.
That doesn't taste anything.
Did she or not?
Yeah, definitely.
Popcorn.
Real.
Okay.
100%.
Okay. It's a strange thing. I see what you mean. Because she's woken up in the tub, it would suggest a night out. That's happened.
She's done some kind of gig at Lava and Ignite in in Luton, and then that's what she asked for on the rider.
It's a good idea. Well, no, it's not a good idea, but it's the kind of thing you would do probably on a night out. So I think real.
That one is real.
Yeah. Of course. Greg was like, yep, straight away. Yeah. I'm a Celebrity Winner tweeted the pictures at around 1 a.m. this morning after a massive night out in Stafford. And it does look like sweet popcorn as well.
Did she get it all?
Very unwise with those. Well, look, she's got lovely hips, but not if she keeps eating that. At the end round of that reel of no reel.
I got 10. Greg got 20.
What's on today, please?
I've got lovely hips too.
They don't lie.
I've got snake hips.
If you're having sweet popcorn, you might as well rub it straight into the hips. Cut out the middle, man. Don't let it pass your mouth.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Those are Monday's best bits. Come join us tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.